all my beautiful cinnabar moths or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, a podcast about publishing and all things books. And today I'm going to be talking about press releases. And I think that every author should do press releases. I think they're so important and they get your work out before the masses and to a section of the industry that I think a lot of people assume that only the big five, now the big four, have access to. And that is, it gets you to like all of the news channels like ABC, NBC. These are news channels in the US. Like I think MTV is like a international news thing that everyone's probably heard of. And like the New Yorker and the New York Times and all of the newspapers, every newspaper, every literary magazine, every TV channel in whatever country you live in, there are services that distribute press releases for new book releases to all of these. And the reason that I think every author should do it is because reporters are on their grind and hustle, just like all of us are, right? And they're looking for content. And today, in today's day and age, with social media being what it is, a lot of column writers and a lot of TV channels have now, like, I think Peacock's a really famous one that's associated in the United States. They now have just online content. So when you're looking at the industry and how much content that has to be generated and created, they're thirsty. They're thirsty for good stories and they're thirsty for piece ideas and looking for content. What are we going to write about? What are we going to talk about? Who would be a good interview? What would be a good book that I might be interested in reading, and then go on from there? And the same with book clubs. A lot of people who get into book clubs, like the Oprah Book Club, they do look at what's a bestseller that's out right now, but they also look at smaller outlets and local newspapers and smaller venues to get ideas. Because the machine has to be fed. And I think the amount of content that has to be consumed, everybody has a shot at being the thing that catches someone's interest. Because when we're looking at somebody at Oprah's book club is reading the blurbs of books and deciding whether or not it would be a good book to read. For every industry, when you're looking at the Paris Review of Books, somebody is reading it. If you're looking at the New York Times, there's one person. It always comes down to one person who has the job of looking through what's called the slush pile. So the slush pile is basically just free range, unrequested bits of news. And we put all of our books out on the wire and send it out to all of the television stations, and we do it in five different regions of the world, every region of the world, basically, and except for Antarctica, because they don't have media in the way that we do. And the reason that we do it, we send out our press release to bloggers, to television station, to radio station, to podcast, to print magazines, to e-zines, to just everyone who writes and talks about books, to book associations. You can send this press release out and it just gives you a nice press package. And having that press release out there, from our press release, our authors have gotten requests for reviews. Our authors have had their books showcased on blogs. Our authors have had podcast appearances, and also different social media outlets have communicated and had interviewed our authors and talked about our authors' books, and we've gotten our books into a couple of book clubs, and that came from doing press release and people hearing about it. And it also streamlines your pitch when you're putting together your promotions list, and I'll be talking about compiling a promotions list next week or in a couple of weeks. I know it's the next thing I'm recording. I record a couple of these in a day, and it's the next thing I'm recording because they're so closely connected. Having that press package and having a sell sheet for your book is something that you need for a lot of industry reviewers. If you have a press release that lets them know whether or not they would be interested in requesting your book for a review. And we do sell sheets and press releases, but we find that our press releases get requested far more often than our sell sheets do. And having both ready is really a wonderful thing. And a sell sheet is basically your back blurb, your book cover, and then all of the information necessary to purchase the book. A press release is a little bit different in that it's not the back blurb of your book, and it's why would your book be interesting. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to write the press release, and then I'm going to talk about how best to distribute them, how we go about distributing them, because it can be quite expensive, and setting a budget for how you're going to send out that press release, whether you're only doing free choices or whether you're doing some paid services. And I'm going to talk about a couple of services that we have experiences with, but it's in no way an exhaustive list. And I'll be sure to put links down in the description if you want to check out their services. And this is not sponsored. I wish it was. I am so down for a sponsored. I'm like, yes, please. I love money. Give me money. And I think everyone should be like down for sponsorship and promoting other people's stuff. I think, you know, we all have to make a living, right? But anyways, back to the press release. Sorry for that digression. So our press release, of course, is going to be a little bit different, but I think it can be the same. I think that every author should have some sort of letterhead for themselves. And I think letterhead just looks so polished and gives everybody a sense that, okay, you're professional. And a letterhead could be your avatar, it could be your logo for your books, or it could be an image if you're writing a book series, or an image from your book, and then the title of your book or your name, and then of course your name, your phone number, your email, and your website. And if you don't have a website, go ahead and after listening to this, check out our episode on author's websites. I think every author should have a website, and that will just give having a website will create your ability to have a letterhead, but it will also create the ability of anyone who gets this press release to immediately know a little bit more about you. And it just gives a sense that you're polished and a professional author, because that's a big deal. And the letterhead is your first impression. So when they see it, they'll see, okay, this is professionally formatted and this is not slapdash and not bizarre. And I'll talk about some do's and don'ts when it comes to doing it. So do have letterhead. And then you need to have a headline for your press release that sells the book without selling the book. And they say word of thumb is about 12 words for any title. And that's just sort of standard. You can have a title and a subtitle. And using My Best Friend Athena is a middle grade book that was our February 2023 release. And the title for the press release that we used was Middle Grade Book Teaches Self-Acceptance and Tolerance. And the cover of the book, there is a character in the story that is a wheelchair user, and she is on the cover. And we think that that's important because it shows that the book has a diverse array of characters. It has diverse ethnicity, diverse levels of disability and ability, and it has diverse culture in the book, and it draws on Greek mythology. But then below that, it has the city that you're based in, and then the date that the book would be released, and then that you're announcing the publication of your book, and then a blurb about the book. And you really have about 3 to 5 sentences to condense your back blurb into, about 3 to 5 sentences. But woven in that, it has to have, why would it be interesting? So we summarize the book in about 2 sentences, and then we write about 10 sentences of what it is that allows the book to be of interest. why would somebody want to write a story about this? Why would somebody want to talk to the author of this book? What is the social interest? What is the that it would make a good story about, right? Why does your book something that someone would want to write about? And when we look at things like this and we do press releases, we had Relatively Normal Secrets featured in a spread on why fantasy is important, why it's important for middle graders to read fantasy. And that was based off of our press release that the book got featured because our press release did talk about the importance of fantasy for young minds. And with my best friend Athena, it's important because it covers topics of like bullying and self-acceptance and friendship and how to know the difference between right and wrong. Putting that in and weaving it through while talking about the story and how the story conveys that without pitching, without saying, avoid like this story, you should read this story if. Instead, how we did it is, for example, we have, when Zeus discovers that Athena has blown their cover, he orders the girls to stop looking for the boy turned cockroach and takes away Fanny's ability to sing and Athena's ability to paint. The girls must decide what is more important, their talents or saving the boy. That is an example of decision making. And the story follows them while they decide to make the story. So you do that little blurb of the action in the story and then a blurb afterwards. The story follows Fanny and Athena and Gemma as they struggle with what the right thing to do is. So that showcases how the girls are struggling between, do they care about themselves or do they go find this boy turned cockroach? Athena is the reincarnated goddess Athena, and she loses her temper when the school bully is teasing Gemma and turns him into a cockroach. And Zeus punishes them for blowing the cover and for turning the boy into a cockroach. So looking at what is it that somebody would want to write a story about? And I think somebody would want to write a story about, you know, introducing Greek mythology to kids, and self-acceptance and choosing right from wrong in the middle grade space. And we have had some interest and some different blogs and websites that are going to be including my best friend Athena in books for moral judgment and how middle grade books can be fun but also teach morality. And that's from this press release. So when you're writing the press release, think about, where do you want the book to show up? Don't sell, keep it factual. And it's basically, you're writing about 225 to 500 words about your book and doing a little author's blurb at the end to talk about yourself, which is 3 to 5 sentences at the end, and having your book cover. Once you have all of those together, then you basically have your press release. Also, you can add, for some of the places that I'm going to mention, you can add video. I suggest that the video not be a mood board. Those don't go over well. And I know they sound like a great idea, but they're not. And I'm sorry for that. I am lucky enough that I can talk to some of the people involved in setting up the sites and what works and what doesn't work. And they say that the mood boards and story of how they got into it always feels a little bit messy to them. And what they would prefer is like a book trailer, or the author sitting down and just doing a quick video about their thought process, why they wrote the book, what it is they hope that the book conveys. So their inspiration, what they hope the book conveys, and the release, and or a little bit about awards they received, but just not an author showing their mood board or just scenes from a mood board. So you don't have to include a video, but you can. And the specific one that allows you to include a video is Presswire. If you're going to use Presswire, and I'll include a link down in the description for all the places that I'm talking about. If you're going to use Presswire, know that you're going to need to have you're going to have the option to have a video, to have buy links, to have a link to your author bio, your website, a lot of outlinks. So make sure you have all of your links together, and also the short video. And in addition to the short video, the cover, press release itself, you can also include tags. So think about the tags that you want to have for your story. So that way, when reporters or people who are using Presswire to get story leads can just search those links, then your press release will pop up. And it costs, I want to say $100 for 5 press releases, but I'm not sure. So please make sure you check it out and you set the budget. I would say if you have more than one book that you're releasing in the year, that a package is really great to buy. And another cool thing about Presswire and why I like them is that they review your press release and will tell you whether or not it is professional sounding or if it's too pitchy. So I think paying for them in the long run, it's worth it, at least for your first press release. I think it would be worth it to just try and get the hang of it. I'm sorry I don't have any examples of press releases on Google. I found so many different, when I was researching it for this podcast specifically, there were just so many bad ones out there and I didn't find any good ones. So I'm sorry I don't have an example. And that's why I think Presswire would be very helpful. Even if you just buy it, I think for one is $35, I want to say, to do one. And it's worth it to just get a polished press release template for yourself to know what they should sound like and what they should look like. And I really enjoy that service. Another service is Online PR News, OpenPR and PR.com. These are all paid. I think there are paid and free options for all of them except for Presswire. And I would say if you get the press release, have it looked over by Presswire, then you can also distribute it through these free websites. And there are several other, when looking at are you going to upload your press release through a specific service, I would say look at the regions that the service covers, because I think Presswire only does the US, it may also do the UK. It switches off and on. Sometimes they offer press releases in the UK as well as the US. So each place that distributes has a different geographical location for the outlets that they will be sending it to. Another great thing about using these services is that they cover broadcast television, cable television, print and online distribution. And I think knowing what your response is going to be if you get invitations from this would be really good to have already ready in your mind. Ask yourself, what are you doing this for, right? Is the press release because you're hoping that a news outlet will pick it up? Is the press release because you're hoping that a newsstand will pick it up, a magazine or a newspaper or trade publication will pick it up? Knowing what your goal is will help you write a solid press release. And then after you know what your goal is, know what your standard response will be. And your response time needs to be pretty quick on the uptake if people are reaching out for interviews. We're very fortunate in that we can respond same day or within 24 hours to most requests. I'd say if you can get it down to within 72 hours, that would be good. And any press release should go out the week that your book is being released. If you look online, a lot of places will say give, 3 weeks for people to write a story. And that's 3 weeks after the launch of your book. If you release it 3 weeks before the launch of your book, there's really nothing for them to write about. It feels unfinished for them. In my lived experience, and when I was talking to some of the people who are involved with these different outlets and releasing the press releases, they say do it the week of. Now, I know that the Big Five does a lot of press beforehand, but they do that if they have a celebrity or if they have an established author. They don't do that for new authors or debut books. And if you're an established author and you have other books that you want to talk about, I still would say release it the same week just so that you're maximizing your reach and maximizing your impact. There's much more excitement around a newly launched book than around the pre-launch of the book. We're very fortunate in that we're able to do multiple press releases for books, and we write multiple iterations of the press release. And so we have a staged and staggered press release that we do in leading up to the release of the book and after. That lead time of leading up to the book is because we have dedicated staff that's what they do. If you're doing it the lead up to, be aware of why you're doing it and have realistic expectations. It's more difficult if you're an independent author, and I'm sorry for that, if you're an individual author. That's why I strongly suggest the week of the release of your book. For a press, there's a little bit more understanding of why a press would do it 3 weeks before and why they would have the multiple press releases. So I advise authors to do one press release if that makes sense. In addition to doing Presswire and PR.com and OpenPR, you can also research list of different magazines, and you can just search. I don't have a favorite list for this because I don't actually do this because the press, we have a system that we put it into that's only available for presses, and I apologize for that. But for individual authors, you can Google literary magazines and list, there'll just be so many different lists that come up, and you can send your press release to the individual magazines and pitch your book to them for getting a review. And that requires a press release and a sell sheet. And I think the different, like the Library Association, the New York Times, Paris Review of Books, all of those have, and like Forward's Book Review, all of those have lead time. When you're doing when you're doing it for reviewers, that's a little bit different in that you don't want to do it 3 weeks in advance. You want to do it 4 months in advance for reviewers. So that's why when you're doing it, I say have in mind what you want. So for us, we send our books out between 6 to 5 months before the book's release to reviewers. And we also do that for our PR list, so I'll be talking more in depth about that. For the PR list, it's our promotions list. So PR stands for two different things. It stands for press release and also stands for promotion. And this is for press about the book, not so much reviews. I put reviews more in the promotions list than I do in the press release list, although having the press release is important and having the sell sheet is important. This is also helpful if you want to pitch so that you can speak at any sort of writing event. If you have a press release and if you have a sell sheet, often pitching those whenever they're in the process of deciding who's going to speak, I would say that that's the great time to pitch to different book fairs to allow you to be on a panel or allow you to showcase your book or maybe get some interest and some buzz about your book around those, if that makes sense. And that, for me, I view press releases to be for outlets to write stories about the book and outlets to interview the author. I don't really look at press releases for reviews of books because it is such a different lane, although I do use the press release for it and to get reviews. And I think that creating the press release, you know, 5 or 6 months before your book comes out gives you a chance to write the press release, live with the press release, let it breathe, and then go back and look at it again through fresh eyes and see, do you still love it? And do you still feel like it represents your book? And my hope is that, as scary as it may sound to write a press release, to know that you're not marking yourself for life or tagging or holding your book to that press release forever. You can rewrite and resubmit a press release as many times as you want. And I would say, don't get in the habit of doing that. And I would say more than three times is probably too much. And if you're doing it for a buildup, I would say twice. We do ours two or three times, depending on the book and how much buzz it's getting. We do it 3 weeks before, the week of, and 1 or 2 weeks after the release. Because the reason that we do it 1 or 2 weeks after the release is that we then insert reviews. If you have reviews, include those, like a snippet. You can put them in as quotes if you have reviews. The thing is with reviews, to include them in a press release, they need to be trade reviews. They need to be either a magazine or a book blog or a booktuber. It shouldn't be a name of a person. It should be, like, for example, How Did the Book End is a really popular book blog. You can use that. Forward Book Review is, of course, also great to have. And all of the different lists that you're sending the book out to, when you get the press, when you get the review, putting that in. And that's why having the lead time of, 5 to 6 months ahead, and the cutoff, I think, is 4 months. You have to have your book ready for reviewers at the 4 month mark to get those trade reviews and to get those literary reviews. I think that that's really helpful. Once you have those reviews, then putting that review in with the press release just adds a little oomph. And how you put them into the press release is after you do the blurb. In between the blurb and the author bio, you put in quotes, a snippet from the review, and then a dash mark, an in dash, and then who reviewed it. And that will just create extra buzz, extra attention for your press release, because there are some people who go off of what Forward says or go off of what the New York Times says, or a specific outlet or a specific blog. There's like YA chat and various chats that you can grab those reviews from and put them in. So I hope that this made sense, and I hope that y'all will give it a try. I do think that there's no danger in putting it out there and having a budget and doing a press release, because all it does is it spans how many people know about your book. And I think that's always a good thing. The more people that know about your book, the more option it is for a reader to discover you and discover your work. So I would say do the press release, put it into one of the sites that will give a review. I think there are some sites out there that will do it for free. Presswire is the one that I'm most familiar with. And once you get that feedback, just kind of hone and refine it, and then use that as your template for all of your future works. So yeah, I hope that this was helpful, and you can now return the favor and be helpful to me and hit the like button, and go ahead and subscribe if you haven't, and hit the turn on the bell so that you're notified every time we upload. And I upload the videos from here are about every other week. Sometimes I do back-to-back videos or back-to-back weeks. It just depends on what we have in terms of interviews and such. And if you're an author and you'd like to be interviewed and be on the Writer's Triangle, go ahead and send us an email at media@cinnabarmoth.com, and we would love to interview you and hear all about your book and your experience as an author. And yeah, that's it for today. I want to thank all my beautiful cinnabar moths for listening, or any kind of moth you want to be. And you can even be a butterfly, but I'm not Mariah Carey, and I'm not trying to bite her rhyme. Bye.